This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has decided to provide 25 lakh additional LPG connections under Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana during the current financial year. Extending greetings to women beneficiaries on the first day of Navratri, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the step of the government will not only bring them new joy on the sacred festival, but will also strengthen the resolve for women's empowerment. Talking to media, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri informed that the government will spend more than 2,000 rupees on each connection of the 25 lakh new LPG connections.
We had taken the decision that our sisters should have access to clean cooking fuel. Today, the Honorable Prime Minister has approved a decision to provide 25 lakh additional Ujjwala connections. The Ujjwala Yojana, which began in 2016, was already providing 10 crore 30 lakh connections. With this new move, it will now reach around 10 crore 60 lakh. There had been demands from various sections to expand the scheme, and I'm very happy that on the auspicious occasion of Navratri, this additional benefit will be given to our sisters.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said reduced GST rates will result in more savings for households and improved ease of doing business. Extending his wishes to countrymen in a letter on the first day of Navratri yesterday, Mr. Modi said lower GST rates mean more savings for every household and greater ease for businesses. The Prime Minister said the next generation GST reforms have begun to make their presence felt, marking the start of a GST Budget Utsav or GST Savings Festival across the country. He added that these reforms will boost savings and directly benefit every section of society, including farmers, women, youth, poor, middle class, traders and MSMEs. The Prime Minister said they will encourage greater growth and investments and accelerate the progress of every state and region.
आज से जीएसटी को भी हमने सिर्फ दो स्लैब तक सीमित कर दिया है 5% और 18%. बहुत सारी चीजें अब टैक्स फ्री हो गई है. बाकी सामान पर भी टैक्स बहुत कम हो गया है. कोई स्कूटर बाइक खरीदना है, बाहर खाना पीने के लिए जाना है, ये सब पहले से सस्ते हो गए हैं. ये जीएसटी बचत उत्सव आपके लिए बहुत यादगार बनने वाला है.
President Draupadi Murmu will present the awards to the winners at the 71st National Film Award Ceremony in New Delhi today. The Best Feature Film Award will be given to the Hindi movie 12th Fail, while Best Hindi Film Award will be presented to Hindi movie Kathal, a Jackfruit Mystery. National Film Awards in the Best Actor category will be conferred to actor Shah Rukh Khan for his film Jawan and actor Vikrant Masse for 12th Fail. Legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal will also be conferred the prestigious Dadasaheb Phalke Award for the year 2023. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on the sidelines of the 80th UN General Assembly session in New York, U.S. This marks the third in-person meeting between the two leaders this year. Their last interaction took place on 1st July during the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the meeting covered a range of bilateral and international issues of current concern. The second meeting of the India-France Special Task Force on Civil Nuclear Energy held in New Delhi. It was co-chaired yesterday by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and Secretary General of the French Ministry for Europe and Foreign Affairs, Anne-Marie Descourt. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that during the meeting, both sides undertook a comprehensive review of the progress made over the past year through various meetings and consultations. The 10th National Ayurveda Day will be celebrated today at the All India Institute of Ayurveda, Goa, marking a historic milestone in the global promotion of traditional Indian medicine. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted the Jewish community and the people of Israel on the auspicious occasion of Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped that the New Year brings peace, hope and good health in everyone's life. Hockey India has named the 18-member junior Indian men's hockey team for the upcoming Sultan of Johor Cup in Malaysia. Coach Pia Srijesh yesterday expressed confidence in the squad and called the tournament a key platform ahead of the Junior World Cup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.